It is November 24th, six games, some questions, some answers. We have some rotations to look at, some drops, some ads, lots of news. It is Sunday. Sunday post-game show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King, and I'm bloody hot. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91. Find me on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us at FBI Basketball and on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Twitter, everywhere. Please like us. Please go and subscribe. Please give us a thumbs up, all that stuff. Six games. A little bit late tonight, got stuck at work. But as I said, yes, very hot here today too, which I don't like. I'm not a fan of the heat. So I'll try not to be too cranky. I don't think I can be cranky when I'm talking about basketball. Six games. Let's get into those games. First one of the night. Well, it was an early game actually, so afternoon. Minnesota and Boston. Boston got out to a bit of a lead. Minnesota dragged it back and kept it very close, which is good for fantasy purposes. So we got good minutes from the starters. For the Wolves, no Mike Conley in this one, but they did not go with Nikhil Alexander-Walker as the starter. They moved Dante DiVincenzo in. He did enough. We're probably holding him while Conley's out. Once Conley is back, he is probably close to a drop. Rudy Gobert, no blocks, but 10 points, 20 rebounds. The 20 boards could have been very crucial on the last day of your matchup. Jaden McDaniels went back to being Jaden McDaniels. Not great. 10 points, 5 rebounds. Possibly still a hold, I guess, but he was never someone I was prioritizing despite that. He goes on those little runs of two or three games and then disappears. Randall had 23 points. Free throws were trash. No defense. That is Julius Randall to a T. Nikhil Alexander-Walker didn't do anything. If you did stream him in, it was a pretty ordinary effort here. If Conley is out again, I would still consider Alexander-Walker a stream. They're against Boston here, so pretty limited. Naz Reid has been really bad. I don't think you'll be dropped anywhere, but it is potentially a good chance to throw out a bit of a buy low. And Rob Dillingham had 14 points in 16 minutes, but we're not doing a lot with that except for deeper leagues. Okay. Wow, I can't click Boston on the screen. I've got to go over there. All right, Boston. As I said, they get the win. Horford was back for this one. Luke Kornet was out. But we did not get Nemeas Cater. We got Xavier Tillman as the backup. So good luck if you saw that one coming. Tatum was good. Brown was good. Derek White was very good. Drew Holiday, good enough. He's been pretty mid, but I think we still hold him. Al Horford, we're obviously holding him as well. And at least until Porzingis gets back, and then he might be a drop. Peyton Pritchard, not his best week. 8 points. I think still a hold. He's going to have to up it a little bit to maintain that status, which I think he might. So hold him at the moment. Let's see what he does. Tillman, as I said, he played as the backup but only had 3 points, so nothing there. Horford, now I think the Celtics play tomorrow. Horford will potentially sit. So if Kornet is out and if Horford is out, then if you did pick up Cater today as a stream and then he didn't play, obviously, and let you down, you could hold him for tomorrow because he's going to have to play, but no guarantees. So, obviously, you can move on if you need to. Washington and Indiana the result first. Pacers get the win here, 115 to 103. Let's start with the Wizards. Jordan Poole was out with hip soreness or something. Monitor that, because we've had a lot of hip injuries this season that have cost players multiple games. And as we know, the Wizards have no incentive to get him out there. So maybe hopefully it's only one game, but just keep an eye on that. Now, Bob Carrington did not start. We thought he might. Kyshawn George started, had 15-5-5. I mean, if we could get a guarantee that he was going to continue to start and play big minutes, if Paul misses, then he would probably be a pickup. But we don't know if this was a matchup thing. We don't know if it was a one-off. So a little bit risky. Saar, very good. So hopefully you've held him through the Paul games, and this is what he can do. So this is why we're holding. Koulibaly had a nice performance after a bit of a down stretch. And Brogdon was fine, 15-5. I guess we're holding him. If he's starting and playing good minutes for whatever reason, he is probably a hold. Kuzma, he's a hold as well, but 10 points in 30 minutes, it's pretty rough. So if you want to buy low, keep an eye on waivers. He could be dropped. I doubt he gets dropped, but you just never know. As for Carrington, he had two steals and a block, but if he's only going to play 20, 22 minutes, he can be a drop as well. And Valanciunas, 4-8. This is the risk when he's only playing sort of minutes in the high teens. Normally he's getting us a 11-11 kind of double-double, but low minutes mean inconsistent production. So there is a risk, obviously, if you are holding Valanciunas. For the Pacers, much better from Halliburton. Still not his best, but 21-9 with two steals. Shooting remains a bit of an issue, but this was at least a positive performance. Siakam, fine. Mathurin, pretty fine. I guess this is sort of where we want him, 15-16 points. A steal would have been nice, maybe an extra three, but not too bad. Quentin Jackson, if people wanted to go and add him, and we sort of said don't bother, and this is why, 0 points in 22 minutes. Miles Turner, only 30 minutes here. Moses Brown was playing quite well, so I wouldn't worry too much here. It wasn't Turner's best game, but he has been playing a lot more than this. Moses Brown, as I said, played well, 15 points with a block in 12 minutes. We aren't adding him except for deeper leagues. Jarris Walker, he's doing stuff, but I don't think we need to be adding him. TJ McConnell, potentially. Not his best, 12 points, 3 assists, but 22 minutes, if he's in that 22 to 24 range, then he's probably not out of place in a 12-team league. Not on everyone's roster, but someone who needs assists and steals, he is worth a look. Okay, next game, Mavericks and the Heat. The Heat get the win in overtime, 123-118 for Dallas. Still no Luka Doncic, so Quentin Grimes stuck in the starting lineup and did nothing. If you streamed him in like I did, maybe still hold. I feel like maybe they play tomorrow. Let me just have a look. Lineups. Dallas do play tomorrow. So if you picked up Quentin Grimes, I'd probably hold him. They play Atlanta tomorrow. So chances are Dyson Daniels is going to be guarding Kyrie. So Quentin Grimes could have Trae Young on him, which is, a little bit easier. So potentially hold Grimes with the back-to-back. Derek Lively had 14-13 with two blocks. He looked good in this one. He's been a little bit up and down, but he is a must roster. Klay Thompson, 3 threes, 2 blocks and a steal. Well, there you go. There's a week's worth of defensive stats for Klay Thompson. Still just a streamer for me. I don't think you need to hold him if you don't need threes or if you can stream his position. PJ Washington, 21-10 with two steals. He's been a bit inconsistent, but on the whole, he has been pretty good this year. And then off the bench, we had 28 Spencer Dinwiddie minutes. The numbers aren't terrible, 7 assists, 2 steals, but 7 points on 1 of 12 shooting. That really hurts your field goal percentage again on the last day of your matchup. Naji Marshall had 20 points in his 30 minutes. He has been scoring the ball really well. Got a question here from Lone Dez. Are we Marshall over Grimes? It's close. I actually was tossing up between those two players this morning or before the games today, and I went with Grimes. I was only looking for steals, so it wasn't all bad because they both got zero steals. It's a tough one. I think Grimes is, just because he's starting, I think slightly safer. Marshall has been certainly better over the last week. It's a bit of a toss-up. I think, I don't know, I mean, if you're leaning a bit more assists, maybe you go Grimes. Marshall probably does a little bit more defensively. I don't know. It's pretty close for me. I don't know. Toss a coin, maybe Grimes. I don't know. I'll go Grimes, sure. And Gafford, 21 minutes, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. That's fine. That's why you hold him. He's doing enough in limited minutes for the Heat. Hayward Highsmith, no reason to be holding him. Duncan Robinson, no reason to be holding him. So we're really here, we're just holding Bam, Tyler, and Jimmy. They're the three that performed, the three we need to have. Pell Larson, a good game. He's had a couple of these this season. No reason to be looking at him in standard leagues, but it is the playing time is something to monitor, I think, because he played over Jaime Jaquez here. I think he's potentially better than Jaime Jaquez. Jovic played 6 minutes. So there was no Rozier, who was probable and then downgraded to out, which is not a great sign. So I don't know. Larson is someone just to monitor. I wouldn't be adding him, but someone to monitor. And then Alec Burks. We know he can get on hot streaks. So, again, monitor his minutes. He could have a week where he averages 18 points. A little bit like a Malik Beasley kind of thing. A little bit harder given the depth on this roster, but someone to watch, I think. Okay. Now I do see the questions. We'll get to what's that one? McConnell. Yep. Cool. Okay, I'll get to these questions very shortly. Sorry. Okay, Clippers and Philadelphia. Easy win for the Clippers, 125 over the lowly Philadelphia 76ers, 99, which meant limited minutes for the starters. They did not have to extend themselves too much. So don't really take too much away from this game. Coffey continues to start. He wasn't great here, but I think he still has a spot in 12-team leagues. Derek Jones, likewise, he had 3 steals. He is a bit up and down, but he's on the borderline, I think. Much the same with Chris Dunn, 9 points, 2 steals in his 22 minutes. Kevin Porter Jr., 11 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, 24 minutes. I think this was a little bit as a result of the matchup, the scoreline, that sort of thing. So I don't think we need to be adding Kevin Porter at this stage or Terrence Mann, any of these bench guys, really. There's just not much there for me. And for Philly, obviously no Embiid, no Paul George. Maxi, inefficient. He did have 17 points, 2 steals. He's going to, with those other guys out, the defense is just going to really lock in on him. So it's going to make it a bit frustrating in terms of his efficiency, I think, until they get George and Embiid back, hopefully for a sustained period, but no confidence, especially in Embiid. Kelly Oubre has some streaming value with these guys out. If you need points, he did get 2 steals and 2 blocks, so a little bonus there if you picked him up. Yabusele started at center, had 6 and 6 with a block. I think he's better coming off the bench, to be honest. The issue is Andre Drummond, who looks bad. He had 6 points, 5 rebounds. So Yabusele would be the clear priority here over Drummond. But if they could find a way to get Yabusele coming off the bench or even when Embiid's back, I think that makes him a little bit better. And, yeah, not much else to speak about on the bench there. We know Philly are just bad, and that part of that is because they have guys like Eric Gordon and Reggie Jackson coming off the bench. Okay, Raptors and the Cavaliers. The Cleveland Cavaliers get another victory, 122-108 over the Raptors. Now, some rotation stuff here. Scotty Barnes basically back now to full 100% health, everything. So we're getting a good look at this rotation. And we have Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk and Emmanuel Quickley all to come back in the next 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. So what are we doing with Ochai Agbaji? He had 9 points and 5 rebounds in 27 minutes. I think we can move on. If you want to give him one more game, by all means, but I have him in a couple of spots and I think I'm going to move on. I just don't think his upside is that high, especially once they're healthy. Grady Dick had 18 points. Still took a lot of shots, so that's encouraging. Didn't do much else. We're going to need, I think, some defensive stuff for, I don't know, something else, because otherwise he's just going to fall back into that Malik Beasley kind of Tim Hardaway to a lesser extent, but that streaming territory, because, yeah, Quickley will be minutes in the mid-30s. Bruce Brown will probably be 20. Kelly Olynyk might be 20. We're going to lose some off the bench here, like Mobo probably doesn't play quite as much. Battle will fall out of the rotation. So it's not all going to come from Grady Dick and Ochai Agbaji, but they are two players, I think, that are probably going to be expendable. Not much else? No, not much else there for the Raptors. For Cleveland, we had a Cleveland question. Is it Milk Jerome time? I guess. This is not going to stick. I mean, he's shooting the ball ridiculously well. That is going to come down at some point. But while LeVert is out, they have no issues running Ty Jerome out there. So you're not going to get 26 points, 6 assists, 4 steals and a block with 4 threes on 9 of 14 shooting every night. But he has been good. He has been no idea what his season rank is. Let's have a look. As we load up. He was the number one player today, for anyone paying attention. So for the season, he is the 76th ranked player, averaging 12.6 points, 3.8 assists, 1.3 steals, 1.7 threes. So those numbers aren't unsustainable, I don't think. I think you could make an argument to have him over Caris LeVert in the rotation. I don't know if that's going to happen. But that shooting, he's shooting 60% from the field. That'll come down. I mean, if you look back across his career, he was, he was 50% last year, but he only played 2 games. Year before that, he shot 49%. Year before that, 38%. And that was over sort of roughly 50 games each season. So this is well above what he's been doing for his career. I think we probably add him now while we can. Maybe we get a week, maybe we get 2 weeks. Struce will come back at some point and LeVert will come back. Like I said, I think you can make an argument that he's better than LeVert. But we'll see. So, yeah, add him. By all means, go and add him. We do not need to add Okoro, Garland, Mitchell, Allen, Mobley. They're all fine. And we're not really touching anyone else on that team. And final game. The Nets upset the Kings 108-103. Bad loss for Sacramento. This was in Sacramento, I'm assuming. Yes, it would have been because it was a late game. For the Nets, Cam Johnson, well, he cooled off a little bit, but 16 and 6 with a steal, good enough. Nick Claxton moved back into the starting lineup and had 4 points with 7 rebounds, 2 blocks. So, yeah, he's been all right. Injuries have slowed him a bit. We're holding him. Cam Thomas, a good night for him offensively, 34 points. A little bit down from the free throw line, weirdly, 8 of 11. 6 assists, no defense, but this is a typical Cam Thomas night. Ben Simmons had 4 points, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, and will probably sit tomorrow. So if you picked him up, you can drop him. Noah Clowney injured his ankle in this one. He was having a good game, 18 points, steal and a block in 22 minutes. He has been trending up, but yeah, this injury is probably going to cause him to miss a few games. So with him out, we might get a little bit more trend in Watford. It's just hard because Schroeder was out in this one as well. Zaire Williams started but only played 20 minutes. It's just up and down. Every game you don't know. I'm assuming Bojan Bogdanovic will come back in at some point. Who knows? But it's a very hard rotation to get a good read on. So I think outside of Cam Johnson and Nick Claxton, Cam Thomas, I guess Schroeder is still a must roster, annoyingly. But other than that, I think it's just, yeah, roll a dice, hope that you get lucky. For Sacramento, if I can click there. Okay, Sacramento. Keegan Murray, much better here. 21 points, 8 rebounds, a steal and a block. So thank God if you've been holding him, we finally get a good performance. Sabonis was a little bit quiet offensively, but had 18 rebounds, 7 assists. De'Aaron Fox, very good again. He has been phenomenal the last couple of weeks. Kevin Huerter, who we've sort of said that he is a fringy kind of a hold, he had 11 points with 2 blocks. I still think he is 32 minutes is probably enough. But guys like Keon Ellis, we can probably move on from. He had 9 points and a steal, and I think streaming would make much more sense. All right, so that's all the games. Let's just have a look at these questions. All right, Ernest. I picked up Diabate yesterday, but with Shepherd. Yes, so Ben Shepherd is going to miss multiple weeks with his oblique strain. So this is the same injury that, or similar injury to that of Paolo Banchero. So he's out 6 weeks. No word on whether this is a tear or not, but multiple weeks for Shepherd, which does, yes, it does give McConnell a bit of a bump. Picked up Diabate. Look, it's a tough one with Diabate because he's very, very specialised, rebounds and defence only. As we know, he's not going to score. His free throw percentage is not great, doesn't get assists. So he's very specialised, but I guess so is McConnell. McConnell is assists and steals, although he is efficient for a guard and finds a way to get a few rebounds. So in terms of long-term value, short-term value, at least with McConnell, I guess we know that he's going to get a couple of weeks here because Nembhard is out for a couple of weeks, as is Shepherd. Diabate could be a week. He could be a month. We just don't know because Mark Williams and Nick Richards are with the team. They are doing team activities, but that doesn't mean a lot. And we know Charlotte are not very transparent when it comes to injuries. So, yeah, look, if you want something probably a little bit more locked in, McConnell, and he'll do a bit more across the board. But if you need rebounds and blocks, then it would be Diabate for me quite clearly. I should read down, shouldn't I? Okay, so I need strong percentages, steals, blocks. Percentages, do you just mean field goal percentage? Because Diabate will be good in field goals, but not in free throws, whereas TJ is decent in both. If you need steals, TJ, although Diabate is not, he's not terrible for steals. I feel like he has had some multiple steal games. Let me have a look. Diabate, where are we? Game log. Yeah, so I mean, he's had 5 steals in the last 2 games. Games he's played. Yeah, I mean, he's probably sort of a steal a game and a block and a half a game, and then a lot of rebounds, as we said. But the free throws a pretty ordinary field goal percentage is decent. If you're looking for both percentages, I would go McConnell. If you're looking for just field goal percentage and then steals blocks, I would maybe go with Diabate. Okay. Who do we stream tomorrow, Campaign or Anthony Black? Cam has been very good recently, and Black might get high minutes because of Suggs' questionable health. I think Suggs is he off the injury report? Did I see that? I don't know. That's what happens when I'm reading injury reports when I'm at work. Let's have a look. He is off the injury report. You know my thoughts on hamstrings. So just because he's off the injury report and I guess going to play tomorrow, I would not be confident that he doesn't aggravate it. We've seen it happen multiple times. I think Black would definitely be my preference. And I think he's sort of been doing just enough, even with Suggs playing. So I think I'd rather take the chance on Black here. And I think McBride might be questionable as well. I know he's been questionable for the last week, but if he's back, both he and Payne will share those backup minutes. So I think I might lean Black here in this one. Keontae George and Buddy Hield are both available on waivers. I would be dropping DeAndre Hunter and leaning towards George. Any thoughts? Are you looking for long-term or short-term? I think long-term, it's Keontae George. Short-term, Buddy hasn't been great. Let me just have a look at... As I open up multiple tabs, let's go to, all right. Buddy obviously overachieved and he's settled into sort of what we thought he would be, which is, I don't know. I think Buddy is a little more safer. Keontae George is better in certain categories, but also worse in certain categories. So Keontae George's field goal percentage is a huge negative, but he's probably better in points. He's better in assists. Buddy Hield's better in threes. Yeah, if you're looking for someone for the week, have a look at the schedule. Let's have a look at the schedule. See who plays how many games. Where's my schedule grid? I should just open all these before I start the show, shouldn't I? All right, what week are we in? So we are in week 6. The Warriors play 3 games and the Utah Jazz play 4. So if that's maybe a deciding factor that Keontae George has 4 games this week. Is Caleb Martin a drop if he would be in the guys and considering? Yeah, we don't need to be holding Caleb Martin, I don't think. And all things being equal in a 9-cat roto, are we dropping Bub for Stewart, Oubre or McConnell? Isaiah Stewart, I assume. Yes, I probably would drop Bub for McConnell because if they're both playing 20 minutes, McConnell is probably going to have a lot more value. Stewart's been playing sort of 25 minutes, obviously very different in terms of skills. He is rebounds and blocks, where Barb is assists and sort of points. And Oubre, very empty, hit or miss. So, yeah, look, I'd probably drop Barb for McConnell based on what we've seen the last 2 games. Definitely dropping for Stewart if you need rebounds and blocks. So if you need to change up your overall stat set a little bit. Oubre, maybe. I don't know. I'm not a big Oubre guy, so Barbie's going to have value at some point. I just don't think it's right now. Chris Williams again, long term is my preference. Yeah, okay, so long term. So, yeah, that's the Keontae George one. Yeah, so I think I'd probably go Keontae George. Again, I'm not a super high buddy person there. So, anyway, thank you for the questions, everyone. All right, I need to go and help with dinner now. So we will have to end the show. Tomorrow is, what's tomorrow? Tuesday here. So there should be a show tomorrow, normal sort of time. I think, yeah, show should be business as usual tomorrow. Oh, hang on, we've got one more question from Couch Chat. How many games of Elfrid Payton? Thinking of grabbing him as the Martin drop. Yeah, well, McCollum will be back tomorrow, I think. DeJounte will be back the next game. So I would say we might get one game, maybe, because, yeah, Trey Murphy's there. Herb Jones is not coming back. Brandon Boston, I think they would play him over Elfrid Payton. So, yeah, I'm not sure we get another, like I said, maybe one game of Elfrid Payton. I would say two at best, because by then DeJounte will be back in the lineup, as will CJ McCollum. So, yeah, I don't think there's a lot of long-term value with Elfrid there. But that will do. That will do for today's show. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep Sunday post-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.